we can't really say river. They're not really big enough.
They're tributaries to Bear River.
Okay.
All of the drainage here drains into Bear River.
Okay.
From clear up into the Uinta Mountains, and the Bear River drainage is. Incidentally, Bear River is the longest river on the American continent that doesn't reach the ocean.
Wow.
And its head is within 50 miles of its beginning. It's over 500 miles long.
Oh my word, so it's just windy and...
It heads up in the Uinta Mountains, comes into Wyoming, back into Utah again, back into Wyoming down at Coalville,
uh-huh.
And back into Idaho, down below Coalville, and follows down through Idaho, Grace, Idaho, over through Preston, Idaho, and back into Box Elder County, Utah, and runs into the Great Salt Lake, north of Ogden, out of there.
Hmm. So it doesn't come from Bear Lake?
No.
So they just have the same name, Bear, but
Bear,
they don't.
Bear River at one time run into Bear Lake.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way it gets there now is through a man-made canal.
Mm-hmm.
They do filter Bear River water into Bear Lake,
mm-hmm.
but if you didn't run it through that Rainbow Canal,
it wouldn't
go into Bear Lake.
All right. This is a place where it's a lush field with a pond or something, and there are lily pads and flowers and small trees. What would you call that scene if you saw it? What a lovely...
Paradise.
let me see. The word I'm thinking of starts with an M. It's a...
Meadow?
Yes, that's it. Wet Meadow Creek. Okay, I'm just going to read this to you, and I want you to tell me if you recognize it, if you use it. It's called a Wet Weather Creek. What's that? Wet Weather Creek, is that something that...
Well, I'd say by the name, it's a creek that's dry until it rains.
Until it rains, and then it becomes
a stream.
And are there any like that around here?
We have one here we call Dry Creek.
Uh-huh.
It's dry all summer, runs a little water in the spring, early spring, if we have any kind of a winter,
mm-hmm.
but it's dry all season.
Mm.
Other than that.
And the place up in Randolph where the people have family reunions and they have the little rides inside. Mm-hmm. And this is a place where there's water that's really infested with plants and it's really thick and damp and there are mosquitoes. And it's hard to get through, and you can't plant anything, you can't go near it without falling into it. What would you call that kind of an area?
Well, I call it a swampy area.
Right. Are there any like that around here? Any swampy?
There is down along the river.
Along the river.
There's quite a few places. See, the river through the through the years, since Adam's time, I guess, has changed its course, and it's awful crooked. And whenever it gets crooked enough so it cuts through there, starts another area, this turns into a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Water will stand in it, but there's no flow.
No flowing, so it'll just kind of
so that's
stagnate.
Mm-hmm.
There are several of these. One is called the Uinta. I think there's a Wasatch. It's I don't know how to describe it. I'm just going to say it. A basin. Where do you have a basin around here? Is that the foot of these mountains? Is there a basin?
Well, they call this the Bear River Valley.
Uh-huh.
And it really, I guess in the one way you might call it a basin, but not like the Uinta Basin,
uh-huh.
on the other side of the Uinta Mountains. That is
quite a large.
Quite a low area and quite a large area that's